sometimes you just know it might be by the instruments you see on their website. It might be by the look in their eye. It might be by the fact that they bring a dog with them. But you just know when you're at a festival or a radio studio that you're really going to enjoy the band that's about to join you. It's always a pleasure for me after all these years that folks know they have a place to be when they're coming through town. We'll get to know both of these musicians in a moment, and Puddles too. Here are The Rough and Tumble.
Said you'd write for me, you don't write to me again. Warm in a blanket, water and an aspirin, and you're gone. Oh, tiny Moses, floating away toward no one. Love of time, not of blood. Who's gonna carry you to your bed? And who's gonna carry you to your bed? And who's gonna sing songs you always said you'd write to me? You don't write to me again. Sing to the river, sing to the river that you're on. Join a band of whippoorwills, show 'em what your promises are for. On the rocks, for the shore. You don't write to me, you don't write to me. You don't write to me. Who's gonna carry you? Who's gonna carry you? Who's gonna carry you?
The Rough and Tumble. There's a little bit of an audience out there today, which is terrific. Welcome. It's great to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here.
Mallory and Scott. So we now we need to get a little bit of backstory, life story. Let's start with Scott. Well, we'll start with Mallory since she's holding an accordion, right? An accordion, am I right?
This is actually Scott's grandmother's accordion.
It's beautiful.
It was in the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Then it moved to the Dust Bowl of California, Fresno, mm-hmm. And then nobody was playing it in his family, so I took it.
Nice. It sounds great. I know enough about accordions to know that you probably have to really take care of it.
You know, we just recently had it repaired down in Atlanta. We had a really great guy down there who it was wheezing a bit, and he and all the teeth were mangled. And I thought that was really clever because I could, you know, play around on it and know where I was. But he deemed it completely unplayable. So he quote unquote fixed it for me. And so it's, you know, been a little more difficult.
I was going to say you had to learn a whole new technique.
Exactly.
After that. So tell me about where were you born? And
sure. I was actually born 40 minutes north of here in Elwood City. Well, I've been coming back ever since, but I haven't quite landed back here
yet. Well, that's something. We have a lot of people listening in Elwood City.
Oh, really? That's wonderful.
And it's really nice to hear you, to hear that. I'm trying to think. There was a steel mill in Elwood City when you were coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, my grandfather worked there until it closed down. So, yeah.
Wow. What happened after, I gather you went to high school probably
sure,
in Elwood City.
Sure,
what happened after
to,
that?
And then I went to college over in Ohio. And then Scott and I met our second to last semester in college. We both went to a music school up in Martha's Vineyard. It's kind of a school of rock sort of situation. And from there, we and a few of our friends decided to start a music commune down in North Carolina.
It's highly recommended.
Yeah, just to make our
starting
parents
a music
proud.
Commune. Yeah. Were you in the mountains there?
We were, and it lasted a solid 7 months before it fell apart.
That's not bad.
Yeah, pretty good for a music commune.
Now, one of the youth guests on in our last hour, forgive me for backtracking, but her dad, she was in 10th grade. Her dad was transferred from Pittsburgh to Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, wow.
And they spent 9 months there. So they lasted a little bit longer than they came back to Pittsburgh. not to cast shade on Fargo, but it's a little different.
I assume you could last a bit longer in Asheville than you could, you know, just temperature wise
in North Dakota.
Asheville's a great
it's a cool
place.
Town.
Yeah. And Ricky and I stayed in Pisgah close to and it was just a wonderful time. So you are from where, Scott?
I am from a small farming town. We're actually the former raisin capital of the world, Dinuba, California. you probably haven't heard of it because it is the former raisin capital, but it's you know, sits next to where the California raisins are from. So
wow. how do you fall from grace? It seems to me that raisins kind of seem like they would stand the test of time.
You know, I think they started putting in other crops and, you know,
and
oranges.
And the California raisins.
And the California, we didn't have dancing raisins. You know, there's...
it's all about marketing.
The raisins actually dance, you know.
They do.
It's just some special raisins.
Yours are just grapes of wrath,
right.
I guess.
That's basically it.
I blame the craisins and Skittles.
Yes.
They took apart these things you could pull and
eat. It's true.
So you were raised in California, and then you went to school in New York.
In Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I thought I heard New York, but you actually both. We're in Martha's Vineyard.
It was just a little tiny town. West Tisbury is where it was.
Okay.
I think it's a camp that 35 students maybe fit on, you know, they had room for 35 students.
In the middle of winter. So it wasn't like the best time to be up on a northeast island.
Yeah.
But we got really close really fast.
Yeah.
How bad.
Huddled around some fires, you know. It was a really great learning experience for us, and a time where we got to meet some other musicians who would, you know, prove to be, you know, good friends
and people we can still stay with.
You know. Yeah,
that's a nice thing. I'm sure you can still stay with some of the North Carolina gang too.
Oh, yeah,
especially
yeah,
now that absolutely. Some distance.
Yeah. Yes,
there.
Yeah. Sounds like you've been in artist Colin.
I kind of understand little bit. Scott and Mallory are here, the Rough and the Tumble. And also, we should say hello to Butters. Just a little hello, Butters.
That's
the dog.
A little puddle, actually.
Oh, puddle. I'm
butter.
So sorry.
No, that's great. That's great. We used to have a butter.
I know you did. And I apologize because I know butter passed away.
She did. Yeah.
It's
she
good
did
to talk about her just the same.
Yeah. We're coming up on a year. And Butter was a great dog. She was our original tour dog. She, you know, we moved into this camper about 3.5 years ago, and she moved in with us. And, you know, it was just a really good.
You made it sound so obvious that we live in a camper.
I guess you probably can't see us on the radio. So
we look like we live in a camper.
No, I don't think so.
But she moved in with us 3.5 years ago. We moved into a camper and hit the road. So.
I'll bet Puddles probably really misses Butter.
She does. Yeah. It was really apparent that Puddle had skated through second grade once Butter passed because she didn't know any of the commands. She had just been following Butter around. So.
Aww. Big sister. Yeah.
I keep wanting to pluralize these names. It's Butter and Puddle.
And Puddle
we like to make it a little difficult.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Puddle is a scary name for a dog.
It's true.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about your show coming up this Wednesday. Sure. I think you'll really enjoy seeing them. What would you like to play next?
Do you want to play Take Me
With You? This is another song that features Mallory here on the accordion.
Grandma's accordion.
This song is called Take Me With You. We're the ones who turn the clocks. We keep all our windows locked at night. There's one light on. We wrote all the great love songs upon a square of kitchen wall. Right to sing and sing to soothe the soul. You know what it means to be forgotten. I know what it means to be alone. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you.
The Rough and Tumble. Not the Rough and the Tumble, or Rough and Tumble.
It's true. Thank you for being particular about that. We certainly are.
It's the Rough and Tumble. That actually sounds like a setting on a clothes dryer, right? Yeah.
We feel like a setting on a clothes dryer.
the truth.
So you were in Rochester yesterday.
Yes, last night. As of 8 hours ago, we were in Rochester.
And can you recall some of the places you've been over the past month or so?
Oh, man.
That's a great question.
About 4 weeks ago, we were in Casper, Wyoming.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's been a crazy month for us.
I think
for
we
sure.
had 16 shows. What was it? 16 shows in 20 days.
In 20 days.
In
six different states,
and not like the little states, but like South Dakota and Nebraska and places that take a long time to get around.
Yeah.
We're gonna fire our booking agent for sure.
Yeah, with perfect straight line shapes and borders.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the best part about, maybe not the best part, but it's really nice to just like drive and not worry about curves, because those don't exist out there.
You just aim the car, put on the cruise control.
Yeah, exactly. And,
I read recently, and I've not been to many of those states, but Wyoming is remarkably sparsely populated. I was amazed.
Yeah.
Now, Casper, I'm sure, is a bit of a metropolis,
yeah.
But there must have been a lot of nothing to drive through.
That is absolutely true. A lot of, it's kind of cliche, but like it's just a lot of tumbleweed out there. And
Rough
and tumbleweed. But actually, when we were out there, we were in South Dakota and also Wyoming, and there were people there like actually trying to get us to move to their state, and they make it really easy, particularly in those two states, to kind of rope in itinerant travelers.
Interesting.
You make it sound like the Bermuda Triangle. musicians go in and they never come out.
And they never come back.
Well, you too and Puddle might represent like a 10% population increase in some of those places.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. She counts for at least four dogs.
I think so.
At 92 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, Puddle, I put a picture of Puddle up on Facebook, and I have kind of a blurry picture of the rough and tumble. I'm going to try to get a better picture of Scott and Mallory up there. But Puddle is a big dog, but also Puddle is a radio dog, a concert dog. Puddle is just chilling out at your feet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is Puddle a girl? Or
she
boy?
Is. Yeah. Yeah.
She could bark if she wants to, but I don't think she will. She's just
she's so chill.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah. She was a little rescue dog from Alabama. We had Butter at the time, and we were broken down in South Dakota, and somebody called us and said, "Hey, we just found this dog in the woods who looks a lot like Butter. Do you want her?" And we said, "Sure, we live in 16 feet of space. There's always room for one more." So
yeah. Now, coming up this Wednesday night in the beautiful Undercroft Gallery at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, you guys will be performing as part of the series Song Space in the Gallery. Doors open at 7:30 is the time of the show, and that's Wednesday the 26th.
Yes.
So you'll get a chance to experience this group. Now, they have an accordion, a ukulele, banjo, a little
melodica.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I can only see half of it.
Yep.
A xylophone, a guitar, and I'm told this is the stripped-down version of the show.
Yes, it is.
So I think you would really enjoy getting a chance to see them. You also have a relatively new CD, right? Is it out?
Yeah, we do. We released this new CD. It's called We Made Ourselves a Home When We Didn't Know. We released it in February, and we're really excited about it, really, really proud of it. We recorded it in Nashville with our friend Dave Coleman and just a great backing band of a few local friends.
Excellent. We have a link to the Rough and Tumble's Facebook page, which is The Rough and Tumble, and you can learn about the CD there. What would you like to play next?
Do you want to do Teeny Tiny?
I do, yeah.
By the way, before I should have been asking you, are these all your songs?
These are all ours, yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask you the name of the first one. My apologies.
Oh, sure. The first one was Tiny Moses, and that is off of our new record. The second one, called Take Me With You, is also off of our new record.
Yeah. And you're about to do?
We're about to go back in time.
Yeah, this is a song called... called Save a Teeny Tiny Traveling Folk Band.
It's autobiographical.
Yeah. You might not have guessed that, but it is.
Well, and the first song was Teeny Tiny.
Was Tiny Moses.
Tiny Moses.
Yeah. We really like the tiny theme.
We
here.
Do.
That's our 92
which is
pound
about
dog.
The size of my attention span, clearly.
But we wrote this song a few years ago, and we'll play it for you now. Traveling round and round from the great northeast to Nashville down to Florida. We don't travel now for the winter and the snow. Scrape a little money together through the redneck bar. Put all the wine on the credit card.
Did we make enough?
We can fill the car with unleaded gasoline. If you've had enough, or near enough, you're sick and tired of that old man looking down on us. Come together, 'cause we think we've got a plan. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Say the songwriter, the snake charmer, iconoclast, a local farmer. Save a little for your sons and your daughters before it's all gone. God bless the ones who feel too much, talk too loud, too. Had enough to break what stands between all of us. The void, the lie, the truth. And if you've had enough, or had near enough, you're sick and tired of that old man looking down on us. Come together, 'cause we think we've got a plan. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. Ain't it hard?
Ain't it hard?
Yes, it's hard to make a little money in this dang town. You know it. And it's hard.
And it's hard.
Yes, it's hard to make a little money in this dang town. When you're only a folk singer, a songwriter, a bartender, a freelance Uber driver, a waiter and a web designer. We're all beckers and dealers and backdoor barters, commonly referred to as Kickstarters. Have all your friends finally unfollowed you. If you've had enough, or had near enough, you're sick and tired of that old man looking down on us. Come together, the rough and tumble's got a plan. Come together, we can fool our Uncle Sam. Come together, there's no wish like this command. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
We let every note come out. That would be the theme song to the sitcom, right?
Yes, yes, it would. Yeah.
The credits roll, and introducing Puddle, you know, and there they come.
Oh, it's crossed our mind.
Yeah, it would actually be interesting. So you live, you were mentioning, in it's what a 16-foot
pull behind trailer. Yeah, we've been living in there for about 3.5 years now, making our moms proud every day.
Yeah. When it looks like you're doing great.
Yeah, we showered this morning.
You know, got a haircut. Your hair is actually, you're better groomed than I am right now.
come to think of it, so is Pottle the dog.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But, Pottle, I just got it was easy to get Pottle in focus.
Yeah.
She's very
focused. She's still.
Pottle is very still. Yeah, getting you guys in focus was a little bit harder. So are you typically sleeping in KOAs or lots?
We're typically sleeping in Walmart parking lots and rest areas and sometimes public land. So that's pretty great. We probably get a campsite maybe once a month maybe. Just to, you know, charge the batteries and
we're moving so much that it's you know, it's just easier just to find somewhere to park after a gig. I mean last night we played a house show in Rochester and we left around 11:15, and so we kind of just drove, and you know, on a normal night, we just like pull over at a rest area and sleep for 8 hours.
But we were too excited to get here.
Yeah.
So we just kept driving.
Well, and I'm asking, there are lots of people who I think fantasize about that lifestyle.
Sure.
And I know a few of them who have tried it and have had to adjust or have gone back, but it seems to suit both of you. And after 3 years, I mean, that's the test of time, right?
Sure, sure. And that first year, we were definitely clenching our jaws a lot more than we are now.
So what happens in the winter? Do you go south or do you?
We do. We typically go south. My sister lives down in Florida now, and so we'll be staying with them for a couple of months this winter, and still playing shows, but you know, able to be somewhere steady with regular showering. So
it's hygiene is very important.
Apparently,
it is.
Just this morning,
it is. How refreshing! I love it. The band is the teeny tiny band. Here is The Rough and Tumble, Mallory and Scott, and Mallory's pulled up that ukulele banjo.
Yeah, I call it my banjolele.
Banjolele, which
although I've talked to some people who are very serious ukulele players say that any hybrid ukulele instrument is supposed to have the uke first. So this is technically a ukjo instead of a banjolele, but I think banjolele sounds so cute. Okay.
And they're the ones telling us it's ukulele, too.
Yes.
Right. So what... Who can you even trust anymore?
if not the ukulele enthusiast, then who?
Ask for it by day. But yes, I want to be right. So what are you going to do next?
We're actually, that was an inspiring conversation. So we are going to play you a song that we wrote after a fateful night spent in a Walmart parking lot. Whenever a gentleman pulled in and he left all his lights on in his car. And when we tried to help him, he explained to us that that a Cadillac, which he was driving, can't be jumped by any other vehicle but another Cadillac. Exactly, that's not true. However, he also explained to us that he had a buddy in the next town who had a Cadillac, but we were in a place called Viroqua, Wisconsin, and from there to the next town was 6 miles, but the way they built the road system, it was actually 7 miles to get back again. And then he told us that in those parts, it's okay to ask a buddy to go 12 miles in a night, but it's unacceptable to ask him to go 13. So this song is called Viroqua, Wisconsin. Doing 40 miles from Madison, I left all the lights of my Cadillac. Now I'm 420 hours from a residence I call home. How am I gonna get to you, my love? I got 16 bucks and an old Coke cup. Now I'm gonna rely on a stranger's luck or give up. 6 miles out of town, 7 to go back home. 6 miles or 7, it's all the same road.
and a swallow's night. Whether feather bird and saw just flight, I could hop along or catch a ride to get me home. I can make a nest of this parking lot, but they're hosing down everything I got. And I gotta get out of this Walmart before it's home. 6 miles out of town, 7 to go back home. 6 miles or 7, it's all the same. What you gonna do with me, my love? I got a horseshoe's hand and an ace's bust. There's no pretty little nail that I can trust. Like my luck, my luck, my luck. 6 miles out of town, 7
Rough and Tumble. Great songs, great picking. Great puppy there at your feet.
And she two, steals the show and every, two, every night.
I'm sure, but and also two great brains. It's really such a pleasure to have you both here. Did you two sing so well together at first sight? Ear? Yeah. At first ear, I guess?
I don't think so.
No. The history is hotly debated, but we did enjoy playing together.
We did.
From the very start. And
then it was just a lot of practice.
It was a lot of practice.
A lot of time spent in the car together.
Absolutely. We actually, back when we were living in Asheville, we picked up this gig every Friday night at this double-decker bus that was parked downtown, and it was turned into a coffee shop. And so every Friday night, we'd go down there, and they paid us $15 each and a cup of coffee. And so we went down there for 2 hours, and we just kind of play on the upper deck of this,
which was very short, so we kind of had to hunch over.
Yeah.
So,
then we'd put out our little tip jar and count our change, and then at the end of the night we'd go and buy cheese and crackers or something with
and we really partied it up.
Yeah. But yeah. It was this
and you don't mean real cheese and crackers. You mean like the Lance little cellophane wrap.
Yes.
Cheese and crackers.
Yeah. I mean,
with the orange that, until recently, no one ever really saw in real life, if this is real life. But
exactly. whatever was on sale, we'd get that. But it was this real formative experience for us because we were learning how to sing harmony. We were getting to try out our songs on new and unsuspecting audiences, and that was even before we
new and unfortunate audiences.
Yes. that was before we knew that we wanted to be a band, you know, together. Mm-hmm. And
your learning. Harmonies are tight, and you kind of sound like siblings, which is a compliment.
Thank you.
It's not easy to do that. and I was curious about that because you have to. I think sometimes people don't realize how hard talented people have to work to be as good as they are.
Sure. Sure. No, absolutely.
And it's in some respect, it's because part of presenting and performing is to make it somewhat to make it seem easy. But it's also because you don't want the audience to be burdened with what's running through your head or your entire backstory.
Yeah.
But at the same point, it's important for people to know just how hard you work to make things sound so effortless.
Absolutely.
I was watching. Who was playing the tambourine on that lesson?
Scott was.
Okay. I couldn't tell. And I'm just, as you're listening, just so you know, my line of sight is blocked. It's not that I couldn't see, but I was trying to figure out who it was. I thought it was Scott. Yeah. I wasn't sure. The Rough and Tumble, if you're just tuning in, this coming Wednesday night, you can catch them at a great space, First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. It's in the Shadyside neighborhood. The show starts at 7:30 with doors opening at 7 o'clock. That's Wednesday, September 26th. You can also go to their Facebook page, The Rough and Tumble, to acquire their relatively new CD, February 2018. That's still quite new. And you can get a hold of it there and follow them because as they travel, who knows? They may come somewhere nearer where you are.
We will.
Almost certainly.
Do you know how many miles you it's probably a very cliche question or trite question.
We're averaging about 50,000 a year, roughly. So. That now we are. The first year was much more.
Yeah.
And we're better planners now.
We're up to maybe 150,000 just in the 3 years.
Yeah.
And you don't see any stopping in yet.
Not yet. We really want to get to Alaska at some point.
Yeah, not that there should even be a yet. Do y'all know Ken Waldman?
No.
Ken is a 100% traveling fiddle player and poet who is from Alaska.
Oh.
I'll get you some information on
that.
Yeah,
great.
We'd love to check.
He's a really talented guy. He's comes through Pittsburgh every now and then. And I think he's completely on the road now.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Cool.
But he may have some Alaska suggestions.
We're always looking for suggestions.
Because we have no idea.
It's clear we don't know what we're doing.
We probably are going to have time, I'm guessing, for two or three more. If we're lucky.
Absolutely. We'll play a song off of the CD we did a few years ago called the Rough and Tumble's Holiday Awareness Campaign. It was a project in which we took 24 underappreciated holidays, days that got kind of overlooked by Christmas and Thanksgiving and Halloween. And we took these 24 underappreciated holidays and we wrote 24 underappreciated songs for them. And this is going to be a song for a day for the remembrance of the souls of lost whales.
Speaking of Alaska.
Yeah, speaking of Alaska.
And
speaking of this wonderful Native cultures exhibit that, you know, we just walked through. It's an Inuit holiday where after the whaling season is over, it's kind of a day of giving thanks and, just blessing the house. And
we're anti-whaling, for the record.
Yeah, just for the record. You know, we're folk singers.
Right.
So. But we think that being thankful for what you have is really cool, and preserving your heritage is a really good thing. So this song is called A Day for the Remembrance of the Souls of Lost Whales. It was written for A Day for the Remembrance of the Souls of Lost Whales. Here we go. Thank you.
As I sped to the dock, the water was dark. All clocks read 3 a.m. And the gulls weren't alarmed, and the ships in the yard rocked soft and sleeping. And the tide rolls out. Who will see me now? I hope there's someone sad as me awake on a Sunday morning.
Binocular eyes so that I catch your smile spread wide past miles and miles. Heard you simple just song so that I hum along that sailing soft as a morning at 5. And the tide rolls out. Who believes me now? I hope there's someone sets me awake on a Sunday morning.
Stay bound in blue and dark. The water was dark, a whirlpool green and gray. And the tide rolls out. And the tide rolls out.
And there was someone sends me awake on a Sunday morning. Wake on a Sunday morning. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Beautiful song. Hobo the dog is listening in Macon, Georgia. And Craig is in Macon and is dog sitting or Hobo is Craig sitting, and wanted us to know that Hobo's enjoying things. And Larry in Elwood City is proud to be listening to a fellow Elwoodian.
I think yeah. that seems
yeah,
Elwood
Jinx.
Citizen.
Yeah, we got that around the same time. Let's see, we have 6 minutes of radio time, which is probably sadly one song.
I think so.
You want more, don't you, as you're listening? If you're in, easily, portably, just find a CD. Digitally, can you get it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure.
So
you can get a hold of it that way. Or come to the First Unitarian Church on a Wednesday night. It's kind of nice to have a Wednesday night show.
It really is.
Early enough, 7:30, you can still get home in time to go to bed.
Yeah. So. That's what we're planning on.
is there anything I perhaps I should have asked you that I didn't, or anything you wanted to mention that I didn't give you a chance to?
I don't think so. We covered the main things.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Dog.
Camper.
The Cadillac charging.
Yeah, we sleep in Walmart.
Covered that. I think that's mostly everything.
Those are the bases.
Opposed to whale herding.
Right,
yes. We
right.
got that.
Right? Yeah, we did cover that. It's been a wild ride.
all on Saturday morning. Now, what a great show you have here. Yeah. Thank you for having
really
us.
Could be part of this.
Thank
really,
you
really
for being
thing.
Here. It's a pleasure. What are you going to close up with?
We're going to do a song that was one of the first songs we wrote, and it kind of stuck around. It's called Cicada, and it's about cicadas and all of those other. When we moved to Nashville, we realized that the South is just full of these strange infestations, and biblical plagues, you know, and particularly the cicadas that come out every 13
hey,
or 17 years.
You could have had boils or lice, you know.
You know, we should be grateful. That's
true.
We
really should.
Here again, the rough and tumble.
Of the cicadas, they were calling out for love, they were calling out for love, and maybe we were too.
Let's stay here in silence
till the moment that I left you.
Let the leaving keep his dares, let the leaving keep his dares
until the setting of the moon.
You are not my mother's thought of love. No, 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 but you are all I want and all I've got.
Cannot play in the movies.
There's no star to lead us now. There's no star to show us how.
Love is as we can.
You are not my mother's thought of love. No, 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 but you.
All I want and all I've got. All I've got.
It's been a kick to have you here today. Thank you.
Just
a lot of fun, and we will look for you again. Thank you for being with us. The Rough and Tumble, look for them, First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. This Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the doors opening, 7:30 for the show. Look for them on Facebook and online, The Rough and Tumble.